looks like they're going to go from right to left here in the third quarter of play. Next game is the W game. Warsaw and Wallasey. Matt Thacker's first trip back here to Fisher Field as an opponent. He spent many good years here as an assistant coach. And frankly, he applied for the varsity job here, and he would have got it, I think, except for Bart. Right? I think Bart is the reason why he didn't get this job, or otherwise he'd be the coach here.
Yeah, I think you're right there.
And someday, when this job becomes open again, when Bart doesn't want to do this anymore, I would imagine that Matt will apply for it. If he hasn't already dug in so deep at Wallasey and got them turned around, that he doesn't want to leave there. Hey, super guy. Love that guy. Wish him nothing but the best every week except for 2 weeks
from
now.
That's right.
And after a big win last week against Jimtown, they're hanging right in there with West Noble again tonight. Warsaw will receive the kickoff, but they're going to go the other way. Ellery's going to kick from south to north. It's completely dark here at Fisher Field. The brand new message board at the south end telling fans to get on their feet and to get loud. And then louder. And get loud. And get louder. The young man working the computer over here to our left is in charge of that. Ellery gets the whistle. And we're ready for the third quarter of play. And the run up, and his kick bounces down the field. It's going to bounce over the head of two Tiger defenders. And whoever recovered it just went down at the 27-yard line. And I will give credit on that to Kendrick Stuckey.
Okay.
That was like an onside kick that wasn't trying to be an onside kick. Kind of what Warsaw's been doing. So the Tigers will take over first down and 10 from their own 27, down 21 to nothing here at the start of the third quarter.
And then he made, as one of my assistant varsity coaches says, he made a business decision.
Yes, he did.
And decided to fall down.
Yes. Actually, that's instructions.
Yes.
He's instructed to do that, but it worked out well for him. We've seen some of the hardest hits in the game have been on kickoff. And there's a handoff up the middle, and there's just nowhere to go for the Tigers. In the middle of the field, Brody Duncan on the carry, no gain. It'll be second down and 10.
And that was J.J. Finch again.
Yes.
So when he's not committing offside penalties, he's a very good football player.
Yes. When he's not giving the other team five, he's taking two or three.
Right.
That case, no gain, second down for the Tigers. Second and 10, ball in the far hash mark at the 27. Tigers down by 21. Brock under center. Takes a snap, fakes the pitch. Going to lob it up the far side. Got a man wide open. It's Duncan at the 40, 45, 50, 45, and out of bounds. That's the play they tried to run earlier. It didn't work. It worked there all the way to the Warren 36-yard line.
And that was a busted coverage. There was nobody around.
The pass wasn't perfect. Brody kind of got spun around, but he kept his feet and just kept going and trucked up the sidelines all the way to Warren territory.
Yeah, in that situation, it didn't need to be perfect because there were no white jerseys.
No. That's why my big thing was just catch it, kid. Just catch it. 11-11 left to play third quarter. Warsaw down by 21. Once again, with the ball inside the Warren Central 40 at the 36. They're going to fake the pitch. Here comes the blitz. They lob up the far side. That's the same play.
Yep.
Duncan was open, but the ball was thrown behind him, and it lands incomplete. Finch was coming on the blitz, and he had harmful intentions for Warsaw's quarterback on that play.
Yeah, Quentin faked the pitch there and looked to pass, and there was big old number 11.
Yes, breathing hard. Seriously breathing hard. Well, this Warren Central defense that pitched four shutouts to start the year lost a lot of really high-quality football players. They still have a lot of high-quality football players left.
Absolutely.
Second and 10. Brock, he's going to keep it. Turn up field. Oh, he gets hit hard by Sean Fox, and he'll go down at the 44-yard line after a gain of two. That'll be third down and 8 coming up for the Tigers. And do we have an injured player? We do. It's Tucker Reed. Reed is limping. Parker Sweet is going to come onto the field for him. Third down and 8, although it's probably closer to 7. 10:36 left to play here in the third, and the Tigers down by 21 to Warren Central. Brock had to go back and get his towel. Play clock at 3. And Quinton's going to pitch it back to Harmon. Sweeping left, got a block, turns upfield. Ooh, he stopped short of the first down inside the 30, down to the 28-yard line. And that will set up fourth down and short for the Tigers, fourth down and 2.
When you said it earlier, just a little bit ago, when Warren Central tackles, they have bad intentions. They tackle hard.
Yes, and they're flying
at
such a speed.
Right.
That it just makes that force all the more. Fourth down and 2. Horse has to get the ball to the 36-yard line. They're just outside the 38. Brock takes the snap, going to keep it, going to turn upfield. He's got the first down to the 35-yard line. He needed 2. He got 3. First down, Warsaw. The Tigers move the chains on the gain by the Tiger quarterback.
Good fourth down call there. Just a quarterback keeper along the left side.
First down for Warsaw as they continue on this opening drive of the third quarter to move the ball toward the south end zone here at Fisher Field. And with the brand new scoreboard and message board on it. And right now, the Tigers haven't put any points on it. They'd love to change that right here. From the 25, Brock pitches back late. This is Sweet turning upfield. He's got room. He's inside the 20. He's close to another Tiger first down. I think he's got it at the 15-yard line. Parker Swift has run this offense before. He knows the halfback position. First down, Warsaw, on back-to-back plays with 8:55 left to go in the third. Warsaw trying to get on the board.
So this is their third really good drive of the game. The first two ended not very well. So let's see if we can punch one in here. Make this a little bit of a game here.
Two wideouts to the far side, Owens and Strawn. And it's Fitzpatrick in the backfield behind Brock, and Fitzpatrick gets the carry, and he spins a man inside the 10-yard line. They're going to mark him right at the 10, so that's a gain of 5 yards. And it sets up second down and 5.
And that's that fullback dive that you referenced earlier, that they have to run that just to keep the Warren Central defender somewhat honest.
Yes. They're never going to stop doing that.
Nope.
No matter what the score, no matter how the game's going, no matter how the other team's defending that, they're going. We saw that in the state finals game last year.
Yep.
Decatur Central set out to not let the Tigers run the ball up the middle. Warsaw kept running that play anyway just to keep those defenders inside. And the handoff to Fitzpatrick, and he is stopped right at the line of scrimmage. No gain on the play. 1, 2, 3 Warren Central defenders down at the bottom of that pile, including Andrew Winkle, who's been very busy. Last week, 6 solo tackles, 2 assisted, and he's probably pretty close to that here through the first 2.5 quarters. Now a third down and 5 coming up for Warsaw from the Warren Central 10-yard line. Be a shame if they came away with nothing here. Two plays to get those 5 yards to keep this drive alive. Brock, Fitzpatrick behind him. Option play, keeps it, breaks a tackle, breaks another inside the 5-yard line. A saving tackle at the 3-yard line, or it would have been a score. And we have another Tiger that is down on the play. Quentin Brock on the carry for the Tigers. First and goal, Warsaw from the 3. One of the Tiger offensive linemen down. And it kind of looks like he's holding his arm or elbow. So the two teams will leave that area at the 10-yard line as the training staff from Warsaw attends to the injured Tiger. 7:04 left to play, third quarter. Warren Central leading 21 to nothing. As Andy said, this is Warsaw's third really good drive of the football game. That's Quentin Wilson. That's down. He's up. Coming off, kind of dragging that left arm and shoulder a little bit. That's the danger of this football team, the depth issues they have at the lineman positions. They don't have a lot of guys they can call on. First and goal to Warsaw, ball right in the middle of the field at the 3-yard line at the south end of Fisher Field.
Well, they got to pay this one off.
Quentin Brock brings them out onto the field. Clock will run down to 7 minutes as Brock takes him from the huddle to the line of scrimmage. Remember, Warren Central last year with that defense pitched 4 shutouts to start the season. And they will keep it. Brock turns up field, slung to the goal line. Touchdown! Touchdown, Tigers. Quinton Brock with his first score of the year. And Warsaw is on the board. It's 21-6.
That's a big touchdown there. If nothing else, like you said, the first 4 games for Warren Central last year were shutouts just to get points on the board here. That's a big deal. I wonder if we'll go for 2 or if we'll kick an extra point. Looks like we're going for 2.
I would assume that we will.
Yep.
So the offense stays. That's a 73-yard drive in 5 minutes and 16 seconds. Gets the Tigers on the board. Fitzpatrick still in the backfield. Strawn, the only wideout in this formation. Everybody else in tight. And Brock will pitch it back to Harmon. He's going to turn up field, and he scores untouched. Brock pitches to Harmon for 2, and it's 21-8 with 6:44 left to play here in the third quarter. We're back in 60 seconds on News Now Warsaw. Fisher Whitaker tees the ball up at the 40-yard line. 6:44 left to play in our third quarter. Warsaw scored and went for 2 and made it. It's 21-8. And Whitaker's going to punch it down the field, and it's going to be loose, and it's going to be recovered, I believe, by Warren Central. Whitaker hit it just a little too hard. It was recovered by the Warriors, so the attempt fails. That wasn't the true onside kick where you're trying to bounce it off somebody. That time they were just trying to roll the ball down the middle of the field. They call that a little drag kick.
Yep. Trying to get that first line of Warren Central to just assume that they're not going to do that, and you know they're going to go back and start blocking. But good play there by Warren Central.
They put the ball down at the 49-yard line. First down at 10. And a high snap. Quinlan grabs it, hands off to Thomas, and he's going to be hit. He's going to be thrown for a loss. Cam Bouse was the guy who broke through there first. He makes, he'll probably get part of the tackle. There were others. It's a loss of a yard for Thomas, and it will be second down and 11. Well, maybe the score has boosted the Tiger defense here a little bit. Quillen, the sophomore, takes the snap, looking right, throws it right, got a man open, threw it over his head. Intended for Damon Crum, incomplete. Third down and 11 coming up.
You just go to think here, too, if you can get Warren Central's offense off the field here and put together another scoring drive.
Yeah.
Who knows?
Just wanted the boys to compete tonight, right?
The
goal of this is just for them to compete.
Yep.
Against a team that's really good, just outside the top 10 in 6A. Third and 11. Thomas directly behind Quillen. Takes a waist-high snap, looking right, looking down the middle, throws it deep down the middle, incomplete! Pass too high, intended downfield for Zechariah Wallace. It's 4th and 11, and it's a 3-and-out for Warren, and the punt team's on the field.
What an impressive response to a touchdown drive by the Tigers.
Oh.
That's great.
They won first down, right? They threw Thomas for a loss on first down. And it forced Warren into 2 pass plays that misfired. Warsaw's got 2 guys back deep. Tucker Reed's one of them. Robbie Strong the other. This is Ellery, who's also the punter, standing inside his 35. Maybe they'll help us out with a bad snap. And it's a wobbly snap, but it gets back there. There's a flag down, and it's a bad-looking kick. And it goes out of bounds at the Tigers' 28-yard line. Let's see what the flag is.
It's going to be an illegal formation.
Okay.
Five people in the backfield.
I'd like to see a stat that tells me, correct, good job, Andy. I'd like to know how many times that happens in the first couple weeks of the season.
Yeah, for sure.
Right?
Yep.
Because that happens a lot.
And it was this. It was this. The wideout to near us. He was just not on the line of scrimmage.
I think Warsaw is going to decline the penalty and take the ball.
Yep.
All right. 5:52 left to play here in the third quarter. That possession for Warren didn't last a minute.
That's crazy. And that's the thing. Get them off the field and see what we can do on offense here. And then you just never know.
From the 27-yard line, first down and 10. Quentin Brock in the offense, down 21-8 with 5:52 left to go in the third quarter. Option play, Brock is going to keep it. Turn up field. Ooh, he got hit hard. And he'll go down right at the 30-yard line after a gain of two.
That was junior linebacker Sean Fox there.
Ooh. Fox has no regard for health. He just will throw his body into the pile.
Yeah.
And that's what he did right there.
That's what he did. You're absolutely right.
And we have a Warrior that's a little woozy. And he will come off the field. That is Elijah Jones. 5:39 left to play in the third quarter. Warsaw down 21-8.
Oh, he's not off the field yet.
Oh, he didn't make it off the field.
Nope, he didn't.
Good catch, Andy. He went down in a heap. And he's like half of him still on the field of play. It looked like he had, like he got his bell rung.
Yeah.
And he's struggling now just to sit up. He's up. Walking off, trying to find some place to sit. I'm surprised he still has his helmet on. Yeah, the training staff said, go sit down, son, and he's going to go do that.
Yep.
Second down and 8 for Warsaw. Clock running, 5:35 left to go, third quarter. Tigers down 21-8 to Warren Central. Brock points out a man, then ducks under center. And he will hand off up the middle. Brody Duncan on the carry. No gain on the play. Third down and 8 coming out for the Tigers.
And for the most part, that fullback dive up the middle, there's been a couple exceptions, but again, they've got to run it, and Warren Central's defensive front has been really, really good tonight.
Third and 8. Tigers have to get the ball to their own 38-yard line to get a first down. Ball in the middle of the field on the north side of Fisher Field. Play clock at 6. Brock on the pitch, looking for Tucker Reed on the corner. Turns up field at the 35. He'll be tackled at the 36-yard line. Gain of 5, 2 yards short of the first down. That'll be fourth down, and I don't think there's any reason to take the offense off the field now.
No.
They were successful in short yardage situations on the last drive that led to the Tiger touchdown. Ball in the near hash mark now at the 36.
Find your best play that you've run tonight and go with it. I think something outside, maybe to the far side there, that left side.
I believe so. That's the wide side of the field. They've got two defenders out there on a fourth down and 2. Brock, option play, pitches back. It's Reed. He's got the first down more. 45, 50. Beat a man to the middle of the field. 40, 35, 30, 25, 20, 15, to the 10, to the 5, and knocked down at the 2-yard line. First and goal, Tucker Reed. Holy cow.
Or just run it to the short side. Heck of a run there, eluding a couple of Warren Central defenders.
And a guy with sprinter speed is the only guy that caught him.
That's right.
Fast on fast crime right there. First and goal, Warsaw, down 21-8 with 3:42 left to play in the third quarter. Ball in the left hash mark at the 3-yard line. Brock brings him to the line. Fitzpatrick in the backfield. Wings on either side. Harmon goes in motion. Brock's going to keep it. He's going to turn upfield. He pushes the pile. And how far did he get? To the 2. Give him a gain of a yard. Second down and goal. The clock continues to move. Warren Central's offense continues to sit.
And that's key. You know, they did not do much the last time out. And that's crucial to this drive.
Well, the Tigers started to push back a little bit.
That's right.
They won first down, and two incomplete passes later, the punt team ran out. A touchdown, a two-point conversion would get Warsaw to within 5. Brock from the 2. Again, the ball to the left hash mark. Quentin takes his time, takes the snap, hands off up the middle. Touchdown, Fitzpatrick! A 2-yard run for Dalen Fitzpatrick. And Warsaw is back in the game with 2:32 left to go in the third. It's 21-15 or 21-14.
Well, we talked about what might have been said at halftime, and Roger, you said it good. You said it the best. Competes, and that's what they're doing, and they're having a lot of success so far in this third quarter.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. I'm getting flashbacks of last week.
Yeah, you are. You should. Now, Warsaw again will go for 2. Brody Duncan's in the game at fullback for this particular play. Brock takes a snap. Play action fake. Rolling out. Looking. Going to throw it to the end zone, and it's going to be incomplete. Quentin trying to throw on the run. He got outside the numbers. It was behind and low, and Strawn couldn't come back to it. However, Warsaw is back to within 7. It's 21-14, Warren Central, and we're back in 60 on News Now Warsaw. Whitaker squibs it down the field. It's covered up by one of the Warren Central Warriors at the 37-yard line. The Tigers have scored on back-to-back drives with a 2-point conversion after the first one, and now it's 21-14. And Warren Central's got the ball at their own 37.
So needless to say, this is a very important drive here for both teams. You know, if you're Warren, like, okay, Warsaw just scored twice. You know, we probably need to score here. And if you're Warsaw, man.
And they've changed quarterbacks.
Yep.
And we're going to have a timeout taken here by Warren. We're going to keep it here for this one. This is their... It's hard to call him a backup quarterback because they expect him to play a lot. This is Joe Goss, who's in there at quarterback now. Goss is a junior, and he's listed at 5'6", 160. He looks a little bigger than that. He's a runner, and so the concern here is about him running the football. So we'll see how this works out. Quillen played for basically 2 quarters and looked pretty good. Then had the drive where he had 2 incompletions, and it was a 3-and-out. And he now stands to watch. Goss with Thomas in the backfield, and Thomas doesn't feel like he's carried the ball only once in like an hour.
Yeah.
Goss takes the snap, hands off to Thomas, trying the right side, breaks a tackle, breaks another. Up past the 45 and into Tiger territory at the 49-yard line. A 14-yard gain for Keon Thomas, and a first down for Warren Central.
And we've seen that a couple times tonight, just some good blocking and just a simple run up the middle from Thomas.
Same formation, wide receiver on either side. Goss. Oh, fumble! The ball's loose. Warsaw dives on top of it. I think the Tigers have it. They're looking into the pile. They're waiting for the signal. No!
Wow.
Warsaw didn't get it. Oh, my goodness sake. The exchange between Goss and Thomas was not very good. No gain on the play. Second down and 10. And by the way, Goss is out, and now Dennison is in at quarter. Or check that. They brought Quillen back in at quarterback. Takes the snap. Hands off. Thomas gets hit behind the line of scrimmage and thrown for a loss. Villa. A loss of three back to the Warren Central 48-yard line. He hit the right hole at just the right time. It's a loss of three, and it sets up third down and 13.
Great defensive call to dial up that blitz, and you're right, that was perfect timing, and he was in the backfield. Vio made a great tackle there on the Warren Central quarterback.
Hard to imagine saying the words that the Tigers can get off the field here. They have a chance to go down and tie this game. Thomas behind Quillen. Back to throw Quillen. Pressure coming. Hit as he throws it. Deep down the middle of the field, and it's going to be batted down and incomplete. Sinclair came from his cornerback spot and swatted it with two hands. It's another three and out for Warren, and the Tigers have forced the Warriors to punt again.
This is starting to become unreal here. This is not the same execution that we saw the first half out of Warren Central. And credit to our guys for making some adjustments and getting back into this game.
Tucker Reed back inside his 20-yard line. Flags fly. They had too many guys on the field. They had too many men in the huddle. Illegal participation. And that's another penalty against Warren Central. It's going to back them up 5 yards to their 43-yard line. They're negative yardage here in this half. Minus one on the first drive, and right now they're at minus eight. Nope, check that. Minus six. Ellery to punt. Reed now moves up to the 20-yard line. No wind at all here in Northern Indiana to worry about. There's the snap. Kick is away. It's a high, booming, wobbly spiral. A beautiful kick. Lands at the 20 and goes out of bounds at the 16-yard line. 56 seconds left to play in the third quarter, and here come the Tiger offense on the field with a chance to go down and tie the game.
Boy, you'd like to see some sort of, obviously, score here, but again, if we can take some time off the clock, and you said it, you know, if you think that this is going to go, and we score a touchdown and make it 21-20, you've got to think that we're going for two.
I don't think there's any question.
Yeah. Even if you had a healthy kicking situation, you might just,
you might, you know, just try to ride the wave.
Yep.
It's possible. They mark the ball at the 17, first down and 10 for Warsaw. 56 seconds left to go, third quarter. Warsaw trailing Warren 21-14. Up the middle, Fitzpatrick. And I don't think he got very far. Half a yard, which on the stats is no gain. Second down and nine coming up. Warsaw will have to snap it one more time here before the end of the third quarter. Is it just me, or does it feel like Warsaw's kind of slow getting the plays in?
Yeah.
It feels like it's taking a long time. What, that Coach Curtis about that tomorrow? They have plenty of time to run this play. 12 on the play clock, 21 on the big one. Second and 10. Brock. Hands off up the middle. Fitzpatrick spins away. He's to the 25. Oh, he goes down outside the 30 to the 32-yard line. It's a 15-yard run for Fitzpatrick. If he could have kept his balance, he could have gone a lot farther. 12 seconds left to go here in the quarter. Warsaw's got another first down, and the clock will run out. And through three quarters, it's now Warren 21, Warsaw 14. We start the fourth in 60 on News Now Warsaw.